This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Chaney Kwok. Fascinating discussion about Korea. I understand there's a kind of tourism there called beauty tourism. Is it more than a pedicure and a manicure? You're actually talking cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, you were talking about a makeover, a complete makeover that's permanent.
So what would somebody want? So let's say some girls and guys, to what do they aspire?
It's interesting. I think if you go on YouTube and type in K-beauty, you're going to see a lot of beauty regimens, multi-step, how to clarify your skin, do this impeccable makeup kind of thing. And it's become, I think within a generation, Korean men have gone from going from extreme machoism to accepting the fact that it's cool to have a 7-step beauty regimen every night to keep your skin moist and supple.
Okay. I mean, everything is so cultural. I remember when I was in Japan, people told me, you know, if you have a big nose, that's considered good looking because people in Japan have small noses. I'm a knockout in Tokyo.
You're a knockout anywhere.
Oh,
Rick.
Chaney, thank you. No, it's just it's a cultural thing. So people want to look a certain way, maybe to emulate one culture or another, or they don't like how they're born. But this is an industry in Seoul, and people from all over, mostly Pacific Rim tourists, would you say?
You know, yeah, I would say so. But, you know, even if you're not going to do anything drastic, and even though we talk a lot about plastic surgeries in Korea, if you look at the general population, that vast majority of people will not get anything done. I suggest that tourists to Korea check out all the cosmetic products available. I think all these beauty fads have really taken over thanks to Instagram, and many of them do come from Korea.
Okay.
Who would have thought that we'd be smearing snail slime on our faces, but here we are.
That's kind of going local, you know. You go local in different ways, and in Korea, that's one way to go local.